If I'm going to be wise, I'm going to maximize mercy. I'm going to major on mercy in my relationships, full of mercy and good deeds. In other words, it's wise to show grace to people when they mess up. Let's just take it this way. Who is the wisest person in the universe? God. Who is the most merciful person in the universe? God. You think there's any little connection there? Yes. Fools are judgmental. Wise people are merciful.
Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in a series called You Make Me Crazy. These teachings take a biblical look at topics like peace in our relationships, finding true love, breaking free from abuse, resolving conflict, ending the cycle of people-pleasing, and dealing with the crazy makers in our lives. Now, because we've all got at least one relationship that makes us crazy, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a must-have resource from Pastor Rick Warren called the You Make Me Crazy DVD Series and Study Guide. If just surviving your relationships isn't good enough for you, then go ahead and take a sneak peek at this powerful video series while you're listening to today's broadcast. Just go to PastorRick.com or text the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Six Keys to Peace in Relationships.
If you want to be wise, if you want to stop making the same stupid relational mistakes over and over and over, you need to stop minimizing other people's feelings. You need to let your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your spouse, your parents, your children, whoever, you need to let them feel what they feel without minimizing it. You need to let them feel tired when they're tired and not try to talk them out of it. You need to let them feel depressed when they're depressed and not try to talk them out of it. You need to let them feel angry or alone or scared when they feel that way. Friends offer kind words, not remedies. The other day, Kay was being interviewed and they asked her, said, "Do you wake up grumpy in the morning?" She said, "No, I usually let him sleep." She's considerate. She's considerate. She lets me sleep in. Some days I don't believe in God before 11 a.m. Number four, wisdom is willing to yield to others. Pastor Tom is going to come and teach us on this fourth mark of wisdom.
It's open to reason. It allows discussion. This Greek word, eupathos, it's the only time in the whole Bible this word is used. And it's a great word for wisdom in relationships. It means you're not stubborn. You're not defensive. Now, how do you know that? How do you know if you have this kind of quality in your life? One of the main ways you know is how you listen. That's one of the main ways that you see this willingness to yield to others. The wiser you are, the better a listener you will be. And the more foolish you are, the less you will listen to others. I've got to admit, I do a very unwise thing all the time in relationships. It's totally unwise. I tend to finish people's sentences for them. Anybody else do this? You know, they're saying something and I want to move the conversation along. So I like say the end of the sentence. That's very unwise because I'm not letting them say what they want to say. And I may not hear really what I need to hear in that. So if you're wise, you realize it's foolish to cut people off. It's foolish to not let people have their say. It's foolish to jump to conclusions. So instead of that, you want to be open to reason. You want to be willing to listen. You want to be willing to learn. Now, if I asked you, are you a reasonable person? I think most of us would say, yes, I'm reasonable. Let me ask you, how do you know you're reasonable? Because think about this. If you were unreasonable, you wouldn't know you were unreasonable because you were unreasonable. So how do you know if you're really a reasonable person? One of the ways that you know is, do you listen to others? Let me tell you one of the main ways you know if you're a reasonable person. Can people you disagree with reason with you? If you have people in your life, you disagree with them, but they can reason with you, you can talk through it, that's one of the ways that you know that you're a reasonable person. But a lot of us, we have this attitude, don't confuse me with the facts. My mind is made up. When I want your opinion, I'll give it to you. We have this kind of an attitude. And so because of that, we're not wise in relationships. And because of that, we all struggle with this. We have this oversensitivity when it comes to talking to other people with other people's suggestions. Because it's tough, let's just admit it. It is tough to hear the suggestions of other people. You have to put yourself out there. Like that new pastor who said to his church, first sermon he was preaching, and he said, you know, I really want your honest suggestions afterwards. So after the message, he was talking to one of the men in the church, and he said, okay, give me your honest suggestions. And the guy said, well, honestly, pastor, that sermon stunk. And the guy looked at him and said, he was trying to be reasonable. He said, well, okay, what exactly stunk about it? He really wanted to hear. And he said, well, there were three things that stunk about it. First, you read it. Second, you read it poorly. And third, it wasn't worth reading in the first place. Now, the next guy that came to talk to the pastor was trying to encourage him and said, don't worry about old Jim. He just repeats what everybody else says. So don't worry about that at all. The tough thing about listening to other people and hearing their suggestions is you got to put yourself out there. And it can hurt sometimes. But if you're going to be wise, in fact, write this in with me. If I want to be wise, I won't criticize your suggestions. I won't criticize your suggestions. A wise person can learn from anybody. Listen, even a broken clock is right twice a day. So people in your life, they're going to be right. And let me tell you something God does in my life, and he's going to do in your life to totally humble you when it comes to listening to other people's suggestions. There are going to be people in your life, the most irritating people in your life, the you drive me crazy kind of people we're talking about. Sometimes they're going to have a good suggestion. That person in your family, that they're wrong about everything else, they're going to be right about something. That person at your office, that person at your school, it's the worst thing in the world when the very person that's driving you crazy has a good suggestion for your life. But let me ask you, can you learn from them? Can you learn from anybody? Look at this next verse in the outline, Proverbs 18:15. Intelligent people are always open to new ideas. In fact, they look for them. Anywhere and everywhere, you look for these new ideas. Now, what if people have a stupid idea? Well, you do the same thing with their stupid idea that you do with your stupid ideas. If it's a good idea, you listen to it and you learn. If it's a stupid idea, then you ignore it and you forget it. Stop wasting your life trying to prove a stupid idea right or wrong. Just move on to the next good idea. If I'm wise, I'm open to suggestions. I won't criticize your suggestions.
You know, I have spent much of my life hanging out with people I totally disagree with so I could share the love of Jesus with them and help them come to know Christ, which means I've heard a lot of stupid ideas. I've sat in groups of people who share me stuff that's the most off-the-wall, crazy idea. What do? You just smile and you nod and you don't interrupt and you let them say their entire piece. Because what I've learned is if you let people say their entire piece, they'll let you say your entire piece. And then I can come back and say, well, here's what I think. Here's what I believe. Here's what the Bible says. And people go, oh, well, that makes sense. I never thought about it that way. But if you try to interrupt them in advance, you try to take them down point by point, you are being a fool. It is foolish to try to take people down point by point. You just make them mad.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. And while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional. Take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Again, that's the word DAILY to 99000.
Okay, confession time. You probably have a relationship that could drive you crazy if you let it. Whether it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, sibling, parent, coworker, or that crazy relative you see once a year at Thanksgiving. A crazy maker can really make life difficult. That's why you need the Crazy Makers Study Kit. In this 6-part DVD series and study guide, Pastor Rick Warren brings sanity to your relationships so you can do more than just coexist and survive. You can thrive. In this powerful DVD series, Rick shows you how to be wise in relationships, how to recognize who's pushing your buttons, how to resolve conflict, how to break free from abuse, how to escape the people-pleaser trap, and how to keep the crazy makers from making you crazy. The Crazy Makers Study Kit is perfect for you your family, or small group, so request yours today. It's our gift to say thank you for your donation to support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to request your Crazy Maker Study Kit today. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
You know, I have spent much of my life hanging out with people I totally disagree with so I could share the love of Jesus with them and help them come to know Christ, which means I've heard a lot of stupid ideas. I've sat in groups of people who share me stuff that's the most off-the-wall, crazy idea. What do? You just smile and you nod and you don't interrupt and you let them say their entire piece. Because what I've learned is if you let people say their entire piece, they'll let you say your entire piece. And then I can come back and say, well, here's what I think. Here's what I believe. Here's what the Bible says. And people go, oh, well, that makes sense. I never thought about it that way. But if you try to interrupt them in advance, you try to take them down point by point, you are being a fool. It is foolish to try to take people down point by point. You just make them mad. As Tom said, you just gotta listen. You got to be open to reason. Now, number five, the Bible says wisdom is full of mercy and good deeds. Circle that word mercy. If I'm going to be wise, I'm going to maximize mercy. I'm going to major on mercy in my relationships. Full of mercy and good deeds. In other words, it's wise to show grace to people when they mess up, when they blow it, when they sin, when they fumble, when they flub up, when they have faults. When they fail, it's wise to show mercy when people show up. It's wise to cut people slack when they mess up. Let's just take it this way. Who is the wisest person in the universe? God. Who is the most merciful person in the universe? God. You think there's any little connection there? Yes. Fools are judgmental. Wise people are merciful. Anytime I start judging you, I'm being foolish. Anytime I'm being merciful, I'm being like God. And that's wise. It's wise to give people the benefit of the doubt. It's wise to show grace, to show mercy, to be forgiving, to cut people some slack. God cuts me slack all the time. So I better cut it to somebody else. Everything you have in life is a sheer gift from God. Your next breath is because of the mercy of God. You wouldn't be alive if it weren't for the mercy of God. If it weren't for the grace of God, you wouldn't see, hear, touch, smell. You wouldn't exist. Everything I have and everything you have is because God is a merciful and gracious God. God doesn't give me what I deserve. He gives me what I need. If I got what I deserved, I wouldn't be standing here. If you got what you deserve, you wouldn't be alive. God doesn't give you what you deserve. He gives you what you need. That's mercy. And the Bible says that's wise. Wise people give people what they need, not what they deserve. That's mercy and that's wisdom. So here's the fifth mark of wisdom in a relationship. If I want to be wise, my kids, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, my husband, my wife, if I want to be wise, I won't emphasize your mistakes. Because I am merciful. Wise people don't rub it in. Wise people rub it out. Wise people are merciful. So let me ask you, how high do you rate on mercy? Do you jump on every fault or blunder? You know, great move, Klutzo. You know, you're always picking at people, always pointing out their errors and mistakes. Do you continually bring up the past? And every little sin that your husband or your wife or your girlfriend or whoever has done, you file it back so you can pull it out when you need to get a little leverage. I heard about a high school kid recently came home from school with a bad report card and his dad blew a gasket. And next day he went back to school and his friend at school said, what did your dad think? He said, oh, my dad got historical. He said, don't you mean hysterical? He said, no, historical. He told me everything I've ever done wrong. Do you do that? You know, you let it all pile up, you let it all dam up, and then when somebody hits you at the wrong spot, you just blah, you let it all out. That is foolish, because wisdom is full of mercy. It's full of good deeds. The Bible says in Proverbs 17:9, love forgets mistakes. Nagging about them parts the best of friends. Now think of the person who's closest to you in your life. Right now, okay. Think of the person who's closest to you in your life. And even though you love them, there's some things they do that just flat out bug you. I mean, it really bugs you. You know those things that really get you going? Let it go. Let it go. It is foolish to hold on to it. Let it go. There's so many things to love about them. Let it go. You're not God. Number six, the Bible says that wisdom is impartial and always sincere. Now, this is interesting. These two words in the Greek, in the original Greek in the Bible, are the words adikritos and anipokritos. They're very similar words, impartial and sincere. Adikritos, anipokritos. Let me explain it this way. The Greeks invented theater, comedies, tragedies. You know, all Plato, Socrates, Sophocles, all these guys wrote very famous plays. And in Greek plays, one guy would often be an actor and would play many parts. He'd come out wearing a mask and he'd say his part. Then he'd go back behind the stage, he'd get another mask, he'd come back out and he'd play somebody else's part. Then he'd go back behind the stage and he'd get another mask and he'd come back out. He's playing many roles and wearing many masks. And the word in Greek for that person, he was called a hypokritos. We get the word hypocrite from it. It means he wears a mask. He's always acting a different role. Hypokritos, always playing a role, always wearing a mask. These words are the exact opposite. Adikritos, anipokritos, it means impartial and sincere. It means you're genuine. You're without hypocrisy. You're the real deal. The word we would use today is the word authentic. Authentic. Now, here's the sixth key. If I want to be wise in my relationships, I won't disguise my intentions. I won't wear a mask. I won't fake it. I won't pretend. I won't try to be somebody that I'm not. I won't lie to you. I won't cheat you. I won't trick you. I won't fake you out. I won't take advantage of you. I won't deliberately mislead you. The point is this: fools are fakes. Wise people are authentic. They're the real deal. They aren't phonies. They're genuine. They're authentic. They're warts and all. What you see is what you get. Now, there are two places today where people fake it more than anywhere else, where people are phony. They don't show their true selves more than anywhere else. Two places: online and on dates. They don't show their true selves. They're always trying to make themselves look better than they really are, online and on dates. Psalm 12, verse 2, look up here. The Bible says, Proverbs 10, 18, the lips of a liar conceal hostility, and whoever spreads accusations is a fool. Let me read you Psalm 12, 2. Everyone lies to his neighbor, their flattering lips speak with deception. You know, dating actually sets up relationships to be phony, because dating in itself is an artificial relationship. You look your best. You act your best. You talk your best. You dress your best. Shoot, you smell your best on a date. It's not the real you. No man would ever actually go to the opera except on a date. Okay, ladies, you just need to realize no man likes opera. Okay. Okay, really. In fact, you laugh at things on dates that aren't even funny. It's, you know, somebody says it and your date says something. And you it was the stupidest thing you ever heard, but you laughed at it anyway. Okay. It is a phony, fake relationship. In fact, no place on the planet Earth is more inauthentic, more phony than a singles bar. I mean, it is the epitome of fake, phony, inauthentic relationships. Nowhere else on the planet can a total stranger come up to you and offer to buy you something. Can I buy you a drink? You don't even know me. I mean, were you in Sears? A guy walks up and says, can I give you a toaster? I mean, really? You're in Albertsons. Care for a box of Cap'n Crunch? You're kind of cute, you know. Can I get you some pickles? It's so phony. It's so fake. If I'm honest, if I'm real, if I'm wise, I'm not going to disguise who I really am. Now, let's review. How wise are you in your relationships? Do you ever compromise your integrity? That's not wise. Do you antagonize other people's anger and push their buttons intentionally just to get even? Dumb. Not wise. Do you minimize feelings? You shouldn't feel that way. Do you criticize suggestions? That's a dumb idea. Do you emphasize mistakes? Do you disguise your attention? Friends, as your pastor who loves you, if you don't wise up, if you don't wise up, if you don't learn some godly wisdom, you're going to go through your entire life making the same relational mistakes over and over and over and over, and you're not going to get what you want out of that relationship. An intimate, satisfying relationship, the kind that God intended for you to have. How do I get the wisdom to stop making foolish mistakes in relationships? From knowing God and doing what He says to do, because He is the source of all wisdom.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement. Okay, confession time. You probably have a relationship that could drive you crazy if you let it. Whether it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, sibling, parent, coworker, or that crazy relative you see once a year at Thanksgiving. A crazy maker can really make life difficult. That's why you need the Crazy Maker Study Kit. In this 6-part DVD series and study guide, Pastor Rick Warren brings sanity to your relationships so you can do more than just coexist and survive. You can thrive. In this powerful DVD series, Rick shows you how to be wise in relationships, how to recognize who's pushing your buttons, how to resolve conflict, how to break free from abuse, how to escape the people-pleaser trap, and how to keep the crazy makers from making you crazy. The Crazy Makers Study Kit is perfect for you, your family, or small group, so request yours today. It's our gift to say thank you for your donation to support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to request your Crazy Makers Study Kit today. That's 800-600-5004 or just go to PastorRick.com. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
Let me close this broadcast by sharing a letter from a listener in Rome, Italy. Her name is Heshen, and she says, Pastor Rick, I've relocated to Rome, Italy, where I'm currently working at the World Food Program. I really love listening to your sermons, and I also love reading your daily devotionals, which I share with many of my colleagues serving in the field offices in Africa and in other hardship duty stations. They appreciate receiving the message very much. God bless you, Heshen in Rome. Now, did you get this? A message that is starting in Southern California in the United States of America is being sent to Europe in Rome, Italy, and then it is being resent out to other continents like Africa. That is the amazing age of technology that we live in today. And that's why your gifts go much further than they used to go even 20 or 30 years ago. Our ability to reach listeners like Heshen and her friends, not just in Europe, but in Africa, is a direct result of your prayers and your support for Daily Hope. So thanks so much. And by the way, join me next time when we continue looking into God's Word for our Daily Hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please write him at rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.